This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri Respondent versus Brian K. Heathcock, Appellant, decided March 18, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State of Missouri, opinion issued March 18, 2025, Respondent. V. No. SC Noun 734, Brian K. Heathcock, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Warren County. The Honorable Jason H. Lamb, Judge Brian K. Heathcock, was found guilty of one count of first-degree tampering, one count of felony resisting arrest, and one count of tampering with a victim. On appeal, Heathcock argues the Circuit Court erred in failing to dismiss the tampering count on double jeopardy grounds because he had already pleaded guilty to first-degree tampering in another county. Because Heathcock's convictions were predicated on two distinct acts of first-degree tampering, the judgment is affirmed. Facts and procedural history. In September 2018, Heathcock was driving his girlfriend's car along an outer road with his girlfriend. He suspected she was filming him with her cell phone. He threw her cell phone out of the window of the moving car. Heathcock slowed down to allow his girlfriend to exit the car and retrieve her phone. But before she could get back in the car, two Heathcocks sped off. The girlfriend reported her car stolen to Montgomery County law enforcement. Around 4 hours later, a Warren County deputy sheriff spotted Heathcock driving girlfriend's vehicle in Warren County. The deputy sheriff attempted to stop the vehicle, but the driver led the deputy on a high-speed chase through several yards, a gravel road, and a creek bed. The vehicle finally stopped at a bend in the creek. When the deputy approached the vehicle, however, Heathcock was gone. The next morning, a Warren County officer found Heathcock near a Walmart. Heathcock admitted he knew that his girlfriend would call the police as soon as he took her vehicle. He also said that sometime after stealing his girlfriend's vehicle, between 20 and 40 minutes after, he went into the nearby Walmart and stole some CDs. He left his girlfriend's keys under the driver's seat. In October 2019, Heathcock pleaded guilty in the Montgomery County Circuit Court to one count of first-degree tampering for unlawfully operating his girlfriend's vehicle. In November 2020, Heathcock was charged in Warren County with one count of first-degree tampering for unlawfully operating his girlfriend's vehicle, count I. 1. In March 2022, Heathcock filed a motion to dismiss this count. Pursuant to the Fifth Amendment's Double Jeopardy Clause and Missouri's Double Jeopardy Clause, because he had already pleaded guilty to first-degree tampering in Montgomery County. The Circuit Court overruled the motion. Warren Heathcock was also charged with one count of felony resisting arrest, count the second, and one count of tampering with a victim, count the three. 3. A jury found Heathcock guilty of all three counts. Having previously found Heathcock to be a persistent offender, the Circuit Court sentenced him to 5 years in prison for each count. The Circuit Court ordered the sentences for counts 1 and 2 to be served concurrently, and the sentence for count 3 to run consecutively to counts 1 and 2. Heathcock renewed his double jeopardy objection in his motion for new trial. This appeal follows. 2. Standard of review. Whether a criminal defendant's constitutional rights have been violated is a question of law. State v. Nathan, 522 SW3D 881 885, Moe Bank, 2017. Because double jeopardy is an affirmative defense, it is the defendant's burden to prove that double jeopardy applies. State v. Malenix, 73 SW3D 32, 34, Moe App, 2002. See also State v. Barriner, 210 SW3D 285, 310, Moe App, 2006. Heller v. State, 554 SW3D 464, 470, Moe App, 2018. Stewart v. State, 565 SW3D 766, 775, Moe App, 2019. State v. Ulrich, 678 SW3D 147, 150, Moe App, 2023. State v. Clark, 263 SW3D 66, 672, Moe App, it's 2008. State v. White, 931 SW2D 825, 829, Moe App, 1996. 3. Statutory interpretation is an issue of law that this court reviews de novo. State v. Johnson, 524 SW3D 505, 510, Munch Bank, 2017. Internal quotation omitted. 2. This court transferred the case following an opinion by the Court of Appeals and has jurisdiction pursuant to Article 5, Section 10 of the Missouri Constitution. 3 to the extent, State v. Tipton, 314 SW 3D378, 380 Moe Appiers, 2010, and State v. Schinkel, 340 SW 3D327, 333 Moe Appiers, 2011, suggests the state must put on evidence to disprove a double jeopardy violation.